good to be back this afternoon.
Amen.
Like Mother's Day sucked a bunch of me. Yeah. A lot of people out of town I know too is visiting with the mothers and being with them. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Good to be back this afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms chapter 40, the 40th division of Psalms. For a few minutes, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. In Psalms the 40th division, verse 1, David says, I waited
patiently for the Lord.
Patiently for the Lord.
And he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
He inclined to lean over unto me. And he heard my cry. And then he says, he brought me up.
Also out of an horrible pit.
The horrible pit that he was in. David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay.
And set my feet upon a
and
rock.
And he took me and set my feet upon a rock.
And established my goings.
Then established the direction I would go. This horrible pit can be thought of as a place that's deep. And it's known as a place that echoes when you hear, you know, when it's deep and there's no way out of the harbor pit. All you hear is the sound of the winds in the pit. There's no way to rescue self. It's deep. In the pit is this miry clay, sinking sand, this quicksand-like material that's in the pit. And the more you move in the pit for self-rescue or self-saving, you just go deeper and deeper into the utter ends of the pit where there's no hope for salvation. It is a pit of perdition, a pit of corruption. It's muddy. It's figurative expression to point out there's a dreary, dismal state that the individual is in, that David is speaking of. And that state can be known as a state of sin. The inability for the sinking one to save him or herself. He's condemned in the pit without a savior. So we live in a time. So this evening, that we all can be in this pit. All of us can be in this pit. I talk to you all this morning about my friend in Arkansas. It's just it replays through my mind the thought that someone when it's close to you, somebody you know, that you never thought this person would do something like that. That he could kill his wife, his girlfriend, and turn and murder himself and blow his brains out and then video it. Cameras looking at him. Leaving his child a note with the code to the camera so you can look at it. And that's a pit. That's a person that's in a pit. They're sinking. They can't get out themselves. They can't get out of this place. They were so deep into it. The only out was death. And all of us can get caught up in a pit like this, and sin is that type of a pit. The pit of sin is you can get so deep and so caught up in a certain kind of sin that you can't see your way out of it. Many people are caught up in the pit of sin. It's the sin unto death. It's the one that you don't stop doing. It's the one that you're going to die in. The one you know right now that you could stop, but you won't. It's utter destruction. It's the sin unto death. It's the one that you could repent of, but you ain't going to do it. You have not done it. And it's your pit. And you're just sinking deeper and deeper. Some folk are in the pitiful sin of self-pity. Where the pit of self-pity where I feel so sorry for me, for myself, and it's about me, myself, and I. And I have no real concern about others. It's me in my pitiful state. It's about me and about what they do to me and how I'm treated and how I don't have this and I can't do this. And you're in your own self-destructive pit. Then you have the pits of depression, where people are in trouble in the world of trouble, where life is throwing them curves and situations and tragedy and trauma and ups and down and sicknesses and in hospital, out of the hospital, in the bed, out the bed, up today, down to bad marriage, problems in your life, everything going wrong on your job, and you just say, I'm tired of all of it. I'm in a pit, just depressed about it. In the pits of financial burden, where people get so deep in debt. You know, the Joneses, trying to keep up with the Joneses, living above your means, so deep in debt that your life is consumed with efforts of recovery, trying to stay alive, trying to keep your head above water, trying to get in a better house, trying to get in a better job, trying to get another job, trying to get another car, trying to get a better job, trying to get more money, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you're just in this pit. It ain't no way out because you're in over your head. Pits of spiritual bankruptcy. I know. You make a lot of motion, but you ain't going nowhere. You're the same place this year you were last year at this time. It's the same sin. It's the same problem. You walk in here, you're the same way. You got the same mindset. You got the same spiritual bankruptcy. You haven't grown. You're not going to grow because you're bankrupt. You're just in motion. You're a morning worshiper, evening worshiper, Bible class, but you do nothing else. Why? You're bankrupt. You're broke. You're in your pit. Pits of stalemate. Stuck. Just stuck. Right where you are. Stuck in your situation. Stuck in your mindset. Stuck in your ways. Just like you are, you'll die just like you are. Why? It's your pit. You know how we do it. Well, that's just me. I know. That's because you're in a pit. You can't get out of that. You can't get yourself out. You're in that pit. You're stalemated. You're just like the old lady in the rocking chair. You make a lot of motion, but you ain't going nowhere. I said, Brother, I can go on and on. How many of you know what your pits are? Amen. You know your pit of life? Everybody, it's no matter how deep you get into this pit. You know, when you start looking at how deep are you into the sin that you committed, at what point did you stop? Do you just say, I'm not doing it no more? At what point you trying to turn the fire down? You start dialing down. At some point in our life, we have to start dialing down that thing to turn it off. Because if you don't turn that fire off, it's going to burn you up. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. You got to get to where you can make a decision. Now, you know how you do. When you're cooking, you turn the fire all the way up, and then you start turning that thing down to go what? Out. Sin is like that. You can have it turned up. But at some point, you got to start dialing that dial back. Try to turn that fire off. So what is this? How do we do this? Do we have hope? So I think there's hope. Because that's what David was talking about in this text here. There's hope. So just five things I want to say that we need to do to get out of our pits. I don't know what your pit is. I don't know. I just throw some out there. I may have hit you. I may have not hit you. But when you get too deep in something that you're trying to get out, the first thing you want to do is know you too frail. You too weak to get this to do this for yourself. Psalm 39. I'm gonna give you 5 points and then five ways out of this pit. One is that you got to know where you're at. Psalm 39, verse 4. You can't act like you're strong. Let him that think he's strong take heed, lest he what? Fall. Listen what the book says. Verse number 4. Lord, make me to know
my
David
end.
Says, Lord, make me to know my end. And
the measure of my days.
We're going to live forever. He said, now, you don't have a lot of time to get out of this pit. He said, it is what it is that
I may
know
how frail I am.
This, he says, behold, I have made my days
as
a handbreath.
My age is nothing before thee.
He said, my age is as nothing to God. And then he says that
verily every man in his best state
is meaningless. And what he's saying is a handbreath, that's the shortest measurement of time that we can make. He said, God is looking at us like a vapor that appeared for what? A little while and vanishes away. Man, life to God is that. Life to God is nothing. 80 years is nothing. We don't have time to stay in this pit. Time ain't on our side. That's what I'm trying to get us to see. You got to see it. You got to say, brother, you got to say to yourself, in my best state, I'm nothing. In the eyes of God, I have no time to waste. Number one, you got to know where you at. You got to know life is counting down. You ain't got a whole lot of time to stay in this pit. You got to get out of that thing. Notice this in verse number two. Number two, order your, let God order your steps. The man, and the title is, blessed is man that please trust that is trusting God. You got to trust God to order your steps out of this pit. It's kind of like you see it, it's a step ladder out of the pit, but you got to let God tell you how to get up it. You follow what I'm saying? And notice he says that in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, in all that ways acknowledge him, and he what shall direct your path. In verse 6, be not wise in your own eyes.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Notice this. Blessed is the man or woman who put their trust in the Lord to get out of this pit. Notice this. God gave you time, just a short period of time to do this. The next thing we got to know is that God is the only one can get you. You can't help yourself in the pit. You can't get out by yourself. You got to have God. And when God order your steps, you'll come out on top. Number three, until you seek the Lord's path, you're not going to make it out of it. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Notice this. Remember, David said, the Lord, incline, listen. Isaiah says this, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. He's near your pit. He's standing there. Let the wicked forsake his way. Don't let him go. Wicked folk got to forsake their way. The unrighteous man, his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord. And he will have
mercy upon him.
Upon him
to our God. For he will abundantly pardon.
For my thoughts
are not your thoughts.
And my neither
your ways,
said the Lord. For the heavens are higher
than the
earth.
So are my ways higher than your ways.
So Lord said, my thoughts are the way you ought to come out the pit. You seek me. I'm listening. I'm standing at the pit. If you will cry to me, if you seek me, I'll bring you up out of the pit. That's what he's trying to get us to see. So first thing, we frail. Number two, God got to order your step. Number three, you got to seek him. You got to want God to get you out of this place. While I'm near, God is saying, you listen, you call on me while I'm near. Number four, the blessed man or woman will realize that they're going to have to, once they call on God, they got to wait on God to get them out. See, here's the thing about being in a pit. Sometimes God don't just get us out of pits, but he wants us to spend some time waddling until he understands the lesson that needs to be learned. David, back in Psalm 40, division, he says, I waited. Y'all see that? Everybody see that? Verse 1, where we started.
I waited patiently for the
now
Lord.
How did he wait?
Patiently.
There it is. So he said, bro, Lord, I want out of this financial. I want out of this situation. I want out of this depression. I want out. I want out. I want out. And then you call on me, say, I'm there. Now what you need to do while you're waiting? You be patient. You wait on me and get Romans chapter 5 now. In Romans chapter 5, here's why we wait. Here's why we God leaves us in there. And once we call on him, he's going to get us out. He's going to go back on his promise. He's not going to lie to us. He's going to get us out. But here's what he's allowing us to do in Romans chapter 5 and the verses number 2.
By whom also we have access
by faith in his grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope
of the glory of God.
Now, not only so,
but we glorify tribulation also.
In the pit is a tribulation. You're in the pit. You're in the pit. It's a trial. It's a trouble. It's tribulation. It's hardship. And he said, now, we glory that knowing that this tribulation.
Work it patience.
Going to do what?
Work it patience.
So God is letting me in the mud. I'm wiggling and wiggling. I'm trying to get. I can see him at the top calling, looking down at me. I want out. I'm trying to get him to direct my path. I'm seeking him. But he said, now, if I reach up to him, you got to wait for me to grab you. Why? Notice what he says.
And patience, experience.
Because you are getting an experience.
An experience, hope. Hold on.
See, some of us are going through things, not that God done left us. He haven't forsook us, but he is leaving us in that pit. We're reaching up for him. We're trying to get out of it, and God ain't in no hurry to get out of it because you need this experience. And when you get the experience, he says what?
An experience hope.
There's hope because there's going to be something else coming. When you know who got you out, we know who got you out of this situation. God said, you now have an experience, and now that you got experience, you have hope for the next time. Because guess what? There's another time coming where you have to wait on the Lord. That makes sense?
Amen.
And hope make it not ashamed.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
So this hope is not ashamed. We have hope, and it's shed abroad. And here's the thing about us. It's true to God. Once we go through stuff and we know God is able, we're able to tell everyone else, God is able. No matter what you're going through, God is what? He's able to get us through. And the last step, step 5. David said, he inclined unto me and heard my what?
Cry.
You know, at some point in your fighting to get out, you got to surrender to God. You know, when you're in a pit, you can't get out by yourself. You just got to surrender. God is the only thing that can save me. Amen. The only one that can save me, Lord, I surrender my life for you to get me out of this situation. You know what? David said like this in Psalm 69, verse 1 and 2, as I close. Listen to here. He said, save me, O God. See that surrender? For the waters are coming
into my soul.
Unto my soul. I sink
in deep mire.
In deep mire.
Where there is no standing.
There's nothing to stand on. I come into deep waters.
Where the floods overflow me.
See that? What is he doing?
Waiting.
I have to surrender to who? Who gonna save me, y'all? God. See it? You got to know your only hope is God. Number one, life is short. You ain't got a lot of time to play around in the pit. Number two, only God can order your steps out of it. Number three, you got to seek him. Number four, you got to realize where you are, and then you got to wait on the Lord. And number five, you got to surrender to God because God is the only one that can get us out. Amen. That makes sense?
Amen.
And then so you say, Brother Brooks, and David said it like this. Go back to Psalm 40. David had good news. And for us as Christians, Lord, I want to be a Christian. This is why I want to be a Christian. This is why I'm glad I'm in the church. Because I don't know about y'all, but I've been in my pit. Have you been in yours? Can you admit it? Can you admit you've been in your pits? We've been in these pits. We get caught up in these pits, and at some point, you got to start thinking about pit, man. The pit, where's the end result of the pit? The pit is no good. That's not a good end to the pit, y'all. You got to come out the pit. So David said, what I did, I waited patiently on the Lord. Go back to verse 1. Read that. Let's get that last close out.
I waited patiently for the Lord,
yeah.
And he inclined unto me.
Now, so you can visualize David down in the pit, and he waiting on the Lord, and he seen the Lord look over in the pit.
And heard my cry.
And he said, the Lord heard me. Read.
He brought me up also
it's like God reached down there and got David, pulled him up out of that horrible pit.
Out of the miry clay.
The clay.
And set my feet upon a rock.
Shook him up out of the clay.
And established my goings.
And set him up on a solid rock. And when we're in the pits of sin, and we hear the cry of the gospel, he pulled us up out through the baptism. Set our feet on solid ground. On Christ, the solid rock,
I stand.
All other ground
sinking
is sinking sand. That's when he brought us up out of that. He set us up. And just like he brought us up out doing baptism, he can bring us out doing life. He can bring you back up, set you back on the rock. Then he said this. He said,
and he had put a new song in my
mouth.
And
then when he got up here, and you know you made it out, David said he put another song in my mouth. It was just a new song in my mouth. Isn't that right? What did he say? He put a new song in my mouth. Isn't that right? I don't know about y'all, but I done been through some things. You know, when you done been through things, songs start having meaning, man. Now, you know, remember that song, Brother Curvey's thing about the storm? What did he say? What's the name of that song? Y'all remember the storm? I remember that time we had gone through some stuff in the church. He sung that song. I started booing like a baby right here on this pre-event. Riding Out the Storm. That's the name. I'm the only one who heard that song. You done been through a storm, and you come through it, and we riding out the storm. If Kirby was here, I'd make him sing it. But I know that the time when you come up out, and you know God brought you through, you know, oh, my God is good, and my God is real. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's a new song, man. Oh, this afternoon, I can't preach that hard. Okay, let's get another one.
Even praise unto our God.
And praise unto our God. You start singing, you start worshiping, you start praising God. When he done brought you up through. What else?
Many shall see it and fear.
Yeah.
And shall trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Blessed is that
now,
man.
Now, that's why I close right here. Here's the title. Blessed is that man. What man?
That maketh the Lord
what man?
His
the
trust.
Man I just got through talking about. The man that was in the pit. The man that cried to God, the man that God reached down and got, the man that God pulled up, the man that God put on a solid rock, the man he put a new ground, a new song in mouth. He said, now that man is a blessed man or woman.
That maketh the Lord his trust.
Because the whole time I was in the pit, I never stopped trusting in my God. Is that a good lesson? That's a good afternoon lesson, especially when you're real sleepy. You know, I don't know. You start going through things in life. You start these kind of lessons have some spiritual meat to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has spiritual meaning to those of us who are fighting the good fight of faith, y'all. The few, the faithful few who are coming in and trying to do it and trying to make change and trying to move on into spiritual heights to guarantee you that, you know, you don't have to worry about your soul salvation because you're all right with your Lord. And this is a good lesson to know that I'm blessed. I'm blessed to know what a pit is. I'm blessed to know who can get me out. I'm blessed to know how to get out. I know I'm frail. I know I'm going to have to let God order my steps. I know I'm going to have to seek him. I know I have to wait on him patiently. And I know this, I'm surrendering to all to God. And because I surrender all. If you're here tonight, you're not a Christian. Lord, you're in trouble in the pit. You don't have no help. God is not going to lean over to you. You gotta be his child. You gotta want him to help you. You gotta want God. You gotta seek God. You need to be a Christian. The way you become a Christian, you believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died, suffered on the cross of Calvary for you. Believe that with all of your heart, that he hung for you. Believe that he suffered on that hill of Calvary. Believe that he shed his blood that washed away your sin, purchased his church. Believe that he was the Son of God. Make that confession before men. And then we'll baptize you tonight, commanded by the Lord. And he'll add you to the true church, the church of Christ. And that's where you need to die at, in the church of Christ. Amen. Don't die outside the church of Christ. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't die outside the church of Christ. Don't die outside the Lord. Don't die outside. Did I say the church of Christ? Okay. Did I say the church of Christ? Now, don't die outside the church of Christ. I'm just telling you, that's what the Bible says. I wouldn't do it if I was you. If you're here tonight, you're not a Christian, you ought to come become a Christian tonight, because I know you got a pit that you're in, and you need to come up out of that thing. But the Lord is waiting on you to move. You're going to have to make your own move. And if you're here tonight, you are a Christian. I don't know what you're going through, but hopefully I've helped somebody tonight to understand that you don't have to stay there. You can get up. You can get up. You can have your feet on solid ground. You can put a new song in your mouth, and God can see you. He'll establish your ways, and you'll be all right. As long as you stay with the Lord, everything will be all right. When you come, as together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.